Yep, we're back. Eric has no idea that we've started right now, and watch him come back. Yep, we're recording, Eric.
Surprise! You've just entered the episode. Yep, you just had
to. Oh, great.
We pranked you.
I was blowing my nose from allergies.
You're blowing your nose out?
Yeah, I get my nose blown out from the inside.
Damn.
Remember when that couple was like heckling us when I was sneezing, and then they ended up heckling the show?
They ended up heckling my good friend Mo Welch very badly.
Yeah, they were like,
and then you were stepping up, but I was too far away from them. Otherwise, I would have stepped in and said something.
Yeah, what do you mean? You were like a foot away from me. Like
they couldn't see me, bro. I was.
What did they say on that crowd control, right?
Oh, what the fuck did they say to my girl Mo, dude? What the? No, I'm not standing for this shit.
They weren't roasting Mo, but they were just trying to get into the mix. Oh, I think they were coked out.
I think they were coked up, faded as fuck, and they just didn't. They weren't even there for the comedy show. They just like walked in and started like yelling, and it was like it was like the worst type of heckler because they're just like so faded they can't even like respond to. Like you can't even make like a light of the situation. Like it's just
right.
It was
a nightmare. And that was, they were like bikers from the 1970s. It felt like we went into a 1970s biker bar.
Yeah.
In the Inland Empire.
You guys need me out there.
Actually, we don't, dude. I wanted you here for a while, but then if you're rejected enough, you stop even reaching out, and that's what you've done.
I don't care about what you just said because it's hard to understand, but all I know is that I don't know why it was hard to understand, but it was
because you don't want to hear it, bro. And
yeah, I have bullshit filters on my ears. I have bullshit filters on my ears and in my brain. Okay, it's simple. That's what people don't realize. Okay. But yeah, if I was there after going through 2 years of Sarah Sherman boot camp, summer tour boot camp. Mm-hmm. Let's just say Mo Welch would have been raised up on a motherfucking chair like a bar mitzvah if I was there by those bikers. Because you fuck with Mo Welch, I'll fucking kill you. And I don't know Mo. I've never met her and I don't know her.
We should have Mo on the PCast, on the podcast.
We should. She's so funny.
Yeah. Rocking with Mo.
Shout out to the... Is she part of the Grape Juice Empire?
What's that?
Yeah, we...
Welch's?
That I'm not sure. I haven't asked her. I was waiting to know her for a few years before I asked that question.
We'll get Ubo on it, the British guy from Vice.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
But I think we need to respond to something, and this is going to be sort of a deviation from the normal Joy Tactics discussion, right? Riffing.
It's a little more serious.
It's a little serious. Yeah, I would say it is pretty serious. So apologies for kind of the switch up in tone, but I think it's something we need to address and talk about and discuss.
Let's see if these Twitter names handles ring a bell. Lunch Enjoyer? Yeah. Does that ring a bell? Nibiru Truth? Yeah, does that ring a bell?
And my favorite Caleb handle of all time.
Oh, no. What's Caleb's?
Brain Getter. I have the best handle.
Dude.
What are we doing? We're complimenting their fucking handles. This is serious now.
You're right. Actually, before I ever met Caleb, we were engaging with each other online. I think this is right before he moved to New York. I was like, this guy might be a little too extreme for me. I didn't understand the whole thing yet. And I was like, this guy's next level. So I had fear about him until I met him and realized he actually has the intellect of an ant.
So this is another niche comedy podcast that we're going to war, that we're engaged in war with.
Right.
And what did they say about us?
What did they say about us, bro? They said that we're a much lower level podcast and that we don't produce any style of good podcasting.
Wow. Anymore. Wow. What pains me the most is we used to be friends.
We used to be tight, bro.
I could trust these people.
Exactly. You know? We used to be tight as hell. Jack and I went to damn Atlantic City with Caleb in February and April or so. And I thought we had a good time. And I thought we squashed up because we do have small beeps, but I thought we squashed that on the trip via gambling and drinking and commiserating.
But this is, I was mistaken about a trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once again.
Say, why don't we go around and say one thing that we don't like about each of them? So,
Only one.
I do have to say, all jokes aside, yo, Cameron's hair's looking fucking good, bro. Short hair.
The haircut.
I know he got that cut before I left, but I feel like he's like fully grown into it. So it's looking fucking good.
He looks like a Disney Channel badass. He
Yeah, nothing else to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could combat this issue with love.
I know. Actually, I think that's what Joy Tactics would do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great strategy because, hey, and this is the rumors episode. So why don't we hit him with the negative rumors?
Positive gossip.
Gossip. My fault. Positive, even better.
Rumors.
Even better.
Dude, here's something I heard. When Caleb Pitts was visiting California, I kept asking him time and time again to move here and was talking shit on New York to try to make him leave that state and come over here. That's what I heard.
What did you try?
Just different conversation tactics and showing him amazing restaurants and different gyms and saunas.
You show him the Starbucks 30 minutes north of Glendale.
Yeah, that's what Eric takes all of the out of town.
This will show him. Come get four water, venti waters with me.
Hey man, hey. Tread lightly on my ritual there because. That is a basically suburban simulator that I like to engage
just water.
In.
Just water staying there all day long.
I watched a TikTok on how dirty that water could be, so I'm not doing that anymore. But what have you guys heard about these guys?
That's heard positive. About them?
Yeah, what have you heard on from through the grapevine?
I've seen Patrick at the skate park a couple times, and he's just... I'm not saying this to be rude, whatever, but he does just kind of sit there and like drool, and he doesn't go. Like there's kind of an order at a skate park. It's like, okay, it's your turn. All right, your turn. And people are like tapping him on the head like, hey, bro, hey, you want to go? Like, go ahead. I'm waiting. Like, what's up? And people kind of wipe the drool off of him.
Well, that's interesting, but I thought we were doing positive gossip, dude.
Can I try again then?
Yeah.
Because I forgot that. Oh, I see what you're saying. Your positive gossip was that you tried to make Caleb live closer to you.
Yeah, because I appreciate our friendship so much.
I wish there was a little teleprompter for this podcast I could look at that would just have somebody typing like kind of what we're on currently.
Right. Well, because we're like a baklava style level of layers.
Right. Baklava lasagna.
When we have like the in-person studio, Jack should have those two like panel prompters that like politicians use that have like the clear dissecting like just different definitions of words that are brought up and it's like infused with AI.
I'm cool with that.
You have like AR glasses on.
Okay, so let me spin that positively. Here's what I heard about Patrick. That he sends me text messages that make me laugh my ass off. I couldn't go skateboarding with them last weekend, Mike and Pat. And Patrick sent me a fucking hilarious Photoshop of me as a like a honeycomb or something. Okay? So he makes me laugh.
And I heard that Cam's thing is so big. He can wrap it around his fucking waist like a fucking Saiyan, dude.
Is that what the Saiyans do?
They're right. Goku's got it that fucking long and fat.
They have tail. I'm saying they have tails, and I think they wrap them around.
Oh, I see.
Am I making that up?
Don't they kind of use it as a belt sometimes to hold up their trousers?
The tail?
They have tails. Know. Does Goku have a tail? I mean,
Goku's got a tail, bro.
I think
Does Goku have a tail? No,
I think he gets a tail when he turns into the super monkey.
I remember that there was a tail at one point. I feel like I remember getting chopped off.
Yes, right, Goku has a tail in Dragon Ball, but it's not always present. Mm-hmm.
God, I wish I had a tail, man.
I'm thinking about rewatching Dragon Ball.
If I had a tail.
What a, for a man of my age.
What a crazy series, because it started out, Dragon Ball started out hella fun, and it was almost like a kid's show, and yeah, then exactly. It got fucking dark and violent.
Well, then you throw the letter Z on there, and things get a little different, Z. Don't they? Dragon Ball's Z style.
I want to see, like, Teletubbies Z or something.
Man. Well, they make an appearance in 28 years later.
How about Teletubbies?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, chill.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert. Opening scene, spoiler alert.
What were you saying, Jack?
I was saying I wouldn't mind seeing political debate Z.
Mm.
Andrew Cuomo tell Zoran exactly how powerful he's becoming. You don't know what I've been up to since I got the book money from the books. I've been studying you.
Man.
I'm going to call it right now. Zoran is going to become president of the United States.
From the mayoral election? He's going to get so many votes in the New York mayor's election. They will have no choice.
You know what? Take it, bro. Take the whole U.S.
Trump's going to see that thing. He's going to put down the brisket sandwich that he was just cooking up, taking bites of. He did what?
By the way, if Trump is eating brisket sandwich, respect, right? Because that seems like an evolution of his taste buds.
Right, because he's a Mackey's boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But proceed. So he's eating the brisket sandwich. He's surprised by the results.
Yeah, he goes and he sees that it's somehow a 101% victory. Andrew Cuomo has gotten negative votes. This time he did not vote for himself or some whatever. And he's going to look at that and say, oh, wait a minute. What would happen if he took the wheel for real? And maybe he does the first ever 1 week presidency term. Zora.
He'd probably still get more done than the whole fucking Republican machine is right now.
At this point, I'm like, can we bring back gridlock? Can we bring back congressional gridlock? Can we bring back the filibuster, even though we did? You know what I'm saying?
The big, beautiful, disgusting, fucking horrible bill, you mean?
Eric, don't fucking joke about it. Right now, 1 minute monologue as earnest as you can be about the future having to deal with this.
All right. So things are not going so good right now from my vantage point politically. And I'm reading every day about different bills. You know, I'm always up to date on the bills that are coming through. Then one day I stumble upon this big, beautiful one and I read about it. And if you're not aware, it's a disgusting piece of legislature that should be burned. And there's not even room to be funny. It's time to break down. We need every person that voted Democrat across the world right now to fall to their knees.
If you had one vote,
mm-hmm,
one chance to represent yourself and put your voice into an electoral system,
right, who would it be
cast
for
it?
Right.
Or would you
let it die on the vine? We need every single Democrat right now to fall to their knees and begin to cry. You know what I mean? We haven't had time for grief yet. We've been too busy trying to fight, but it's time to fall to your knees and begin to weep for what's happened to America. Let yourself feel the grief. There's no coming back from this. There's no coming back. There's no building back better. You see what I'm saying?
Vote blue no matter what. Vote blue no matter what. That's going to be the call.
You know, I would say, honestly, I was like really scrambling with that monologue and had no idea where to go. And Nate, you came in with that beautiful directorial move.
Inspired you. You were inspired.
It literally did.
Let that be a lesson to directors, by the way.
Yeah.
Worried you want your actors to get in the mode. Give them a little earpiece and put some fucking tunes in there.
That earwig. They call them earwigs.
Put the earwig up in there and just, you know, get on the walkie. Don't put an MP3 directly in it. You want that treble. You want that low bass. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to interrupt the scene.
I've been watching a lot of edits lately on TikTok. You know, they'll do edits for different characters from stuff, minor characters. They did they did those amazing Rap World edits.
See?
That maybe emo. And yeah. I was thinking, can you bring that energy to a movie? Can you bring an edit energy to a movie? You know what I mean? Or then does it just become a music video? Do you see what I'm saying?
You're saying the whole movie is like that?
I think you could get 17-year-olds out to the theater again if the whole movie was like the vibe of an edit, where it was like, you know, like a Mitski song set to just different short clips of a character being fucking emo or being like relatable.
You know, they should have a remix, like movie, like, you know how DJs will like remix like a popular song?
Yeah.
Like have like the remix version of F1 in theaters and just have some teenager like just make their a crazy fucking hour 15 minute edit with music, the same footage on it,
the
Mac DeMarco remix of like Tombstone. Imagine that.
I would go listen. I would go to a screening of that. If there deadly seriously was a night where it was like, yo, we're going to show Finding Nemo and we chopped and screwed it, but it's the full length.
It would be amazing. Yeah.
I would absolutely go to that.
Be careful what you wish for.
Eric, are you learning Final Cut X finally? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, let's just say Sam Altman and I are working on a new editing software. That's going to make movie remixing very accessible to anybody.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes.
I could see Eric being a master of like GarageBand and iMovie. Like that.
You could see that.
Like knowing I could definitely see that.
I could see Eric being a master of the like mechanics of his house. You know, like if you owned a house. I could see you having a lot of domain over the AC system,
right.
The roofing.
That's great that you feel that way because I feel the opposite about that. Like I'm watching all this shit on cars lately, you know, you know, tuning up your car, getting an old car, fixing it up. And I'm watching these guys work on the cars and I'm like, I don't have that in me. You know what I mean? I'd rather just pay a premium and send that to a shop and then get the final product back.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That means you're normal.
Leave me to my studies at home.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this recently. I was like, I don't think it's that hard to do an oil change yourself, you know?
No, oil change you like, could do.
I think it's oil. Have you ever done one?
I mean, no, but I just did look it up because my shit's feeling dry in the Mazda 3. Some lube, Jiffy lube.
Fix it in a Jiffy. We'll lube that in a Jiffy.
You know what oil does in a car, right?
No. I mean, no.
You know it lubricates the fucking machinery, right?
Okay.
Get it all sticky. All
right, you're hired. Well, I never thought of that. Yeah,
you're hired. Mechanics, 32-year-old mechanics apprentice.
Are you 32?
That's right.
Oh, until very soon you are. Wow.
It is Eric's birthday, July 16th,
right? 16th.
So if you have any, if you want to make a birthday shout out compilation or something like that, that's the day to do it. And you need to be messaging Eric. Mm-hmm. I want his inbox flooded.
Twerk on your July phone and 16th. Send it to him. Yeah. That's for sure.
I wouldn't usually contribute to this, but I'll just say I need this probably more than ever from the fans right now. I need to be lifted up now for reasons.
Like coming back from a dark moment because of fans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, they brought me back many times from the fucking brink. I can't do it anymore, Eric. Little 9-year-old. Is that Mr. Eric? What do you want, kid? Just want to say thank you. Orphan style kid coming up to me. Watch my Twitter videos from 2021. Yeah.
I just watched some of 2021 from the hospital.
In the hospital.
I wish you'd have your own original series with the whole crew. It's not right the way the industry is.
You're like alone at a bar, and it's like an 1830s style, like dirty peasant British child walks in with a hat, begging for shillings.
Comes up to the Capri Club with a bunch of full body cast on.
Yeah. Get out of here, kid.
Mr. Eric. Damn, Nate.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw that character. Character voice.
So the episode's about gossip, aka talking shit and smack.
Yes, Jack.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Before we move on, I just wanted to, on the topic of cars, ask for some advice from the viewers, because when I turn my car on, I would say it sounds like an airplane. It's so loud. The second the engine turns on.
Is this a new thing, or is this like, no, this has just been happening?
This has always been happening, and it's so loud. It sounds like a bunch of metal. Like, I turn the engine on, and it sounds like the metal's being thrown back and forth. Like, it sounds like a boat going out of the...
Does it stay that loud as you drive it, or does it quiet down?
It stays that loud, pretty much.
Damn.
It's fucking loud. But especially when I'm going slow.
I just thought of this is a tangent, but like a hack for people who want to like soup up their car to make it loud. If they don't have the money, I will personally cut together a 3-hour MP3 that you could put on to make it feel like you're in a car like that. So if you're in a Honda or something like that, you don't have the money to chop off the exhaust or whatever they do to make it loud. Just throw on this MP3 and you can feel like you're in one of those cars. You know what I'm saying? And crank it up to max volume.
Or you take a fucking mallet and a chisel, aka, you know, sculptor style, and say, like, let me fucking do some work on your shit. Make it sound extra unique. Get up in there, shave off one of the pistons, get up into the fucking carburetor. Ting, ting, ting. You just cut it enough to where it's sounding fucking crazy. You know what I mean? Unique, destruct, chaotic, neutral, chaotic destruction for the engines to make them sound fucking right.
Go ahead, Jack. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to introduce the metal vocal cord.
Oh, yeah. Go for it. You've been wanting to talk about this.
They have metal vocal flaps that you could put on the exhaust and control from the widgets inside the, on the dash.
You are always talking about widget control.
Enough, man. It's literally
It's never enough. Look at the inside of a Boeing. Look at the inside of a computer. How many buttons you got on a computer? Voila.
Oh, man.
But why could I so vividly see Eric underneath the hood of a car on like a skateboard? Okay. He's in a mom and pop auto mechanic shop. He comes from underneath, slides out. He looks up. The sun is glistening in his eyes. And there is a single woman staring at him.
And this is the moment. AKA, she doesn't have a man?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm interested.
You have so busy with the auto body shop, and you're like, I've sworn off love for the last 5 years. I've been burned before. I don't know if I can ever love again. And then there's this,
and I have my, but I don't even see. I'm blinded by the sun. I don't even see her.
You can see her, but you know you're kind of blinded by the sun. But you can see enough where you're like, damn, she's pretty fine.
Shit, she got tall style legs. And then I have a busted version of Jarvis. You know what I mean? I have my own ChatGPT infused arm held together by fucking rubber bands, cardboard. Simon,
get me
Diet Dr. Pepper cream. Two of them now. Yes, sir. We cracked those open. What's your name, bro? Woman.
What's your name, woman?
I don't have one yet. I'm waiting for the right man to name me.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh shit, excuse where you me? From?
Yeah,
that's
shit.
Right.
That doesn't sound natural.
Well, that's because God put me here, like in a Virgin Mary type of way.
Virgin, as in?
As in. I'm a virgin, but I've mastered playing with myself.
Damn.
Man, the scenarios are hitting. Yeah.
Please,
we need to be doing more fucking scenarios, please, for the love of God.
Scenarios are coming to me rapidly with life experience.
Oh, yeah. Finding Nemo's a scenario.
Yeah.
That's different scenarios. Limitless, in fact.
That's a familiar scenario.
Familial.
So, talking shit, aka gossiping.
Gossiping. A propeller of human creativity. Right?
Right.
What level do you think that we gossip?
Out of what? 10 or out of
10
letters? Okay. 9.6.
Yeah, probably up there in the 10 range, I would say.
I think we don't watch it that much, but I think there are more diabolical individuals out there that go even crazier with talking shit.
Frankly, I'd say we gossip about ourselves is maybe the private realism.
But I will say that one of the most exciting moments in a friendship is when you're sitting on a piece of gossip and you're about to go hang out with somebody and you're like, I cannot wait to either tell this person this or receiving that type of gossip. It's both ways are quite joyous. Joy tactics.
Guess what, man? You know,
the type of gossip where you got to sit down, where you're standing and then you got to sit down.
Have a seat. Your personal trainer passed away.
Coach Wall? That's Coach Wall. Rest in peace, Mr. Beast. Man, that's a fucked up video. For those who don't know, Mr. Beast has been doing a new philanthropic style video where he's getting an out of shape guy in shape
and trapping him in a room for 6 months.
That's right. And he gets him a personal trainer, and the personal trainer halfway through the process, D-I-E-S.
By the way, after that, I'd like to know, was there a mental health coach who's on staff ready to be in there for the rest of the 6 months? And if not, are you accepting unqualified applicants? AKA, I have street therapy knowledge. Hmm. You've been grieving? Oh, let me show you ways to avoid feeling that that are enriching and that help you grow into a person that gets their emotions out through healthy ways like driving, you know, protecting, not letting people pass you. And if they do pass you, catching up and going back around them. These are healthy
Legos.
Adult Legos.
This gives me an idea, all right? A new business idea, which I have many, by the way. The Creativity Gym. People go to this place to, you're interested, right?
Yeah, that made me perk up.
A place that you go to where you level up your overall creativity skills. So there could be a music photography station, a colored pencil station, a lyrics, and there's experts in all these areas. And you can bounce around from different, just like you're working out your bicep, your legs. You can work out these different creativity muscles, and you leave that gym with an expansive creative knowledge. You're expanding your horizons because people don't know this, but when you're a multi-hyphenate, Jack, are you falling asleep right now?
No, I'm imagining and I'm building and I'm taking notes. While
people
looking
don't
at this,
but when you are a multi-hyphenate, when you do many different things, they all feed into the one thing that you do.
If you don't know that by now, give
and you're
up.
Playing acoustic guitar, that's going to help out your photography, right?
I am imagining the Nate Verone Creativity Station, like, you know, you're leasing a building in the valley or something, Nate. It's like two folding tables. You've got GarageBand open on your iPhone 9 that doesn't work. That's cracked.
It smells like shit in there.
You share the space with the iPhone screen fixing smart guys.
But you do have a Ninja air fryer in the back that you're making fucking sweet potatoes.
It's always on, like it's just so loud.
Yeah. Not the Creativity Gym. All right.
Yes.
That is something that if you open that, Nate, people would talk shit.
Oh,
that's what's interesting.
And I would welcome it. It would fuel me.
Right.
Because sometimes gossip and hate fuels people, fuels me personally.
Well, what did the Mystic Mac say? Mystic Mac. McConnor McGregor.
What do you say?
Losers focus on winners. Winners focus on winning.
Right.
So keep gossiping because guess what? Every word that you say about gossip, at the same time, there is an equal and opposite word coming out of my mouth about inventing and productivity.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know, and I don't know about that guy though, but just an interesting point.
Oh, who, Connor?
Yeah. Come
on. Listen, you can't create diamonds without extreme pressure. Okay.
So has anybody ever talked shit about you in a way that hurt your feelings?
No,
you guys?
No, not no.
You've never read a Letterboxd review about something that made you that hurt your feelings?
No.
I did see one the other day on Rap World that was like, man, this one was not for me. Then they have a little paragraph about why it wasn't for them. Then there's another couple sentences down below that says, and the whole thing was generally soured by the presence of Eric Rahill.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Like,
I've never found that guy. Funny.
Why would they say that?
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot. I mean.
And Eric, at a certain point, you're getting an intervention. We are 1 year post, 1 year into Rap World Letterboxd review reading. And eventually, by the way, this has to stop.
Dude, look what I've done. I mean, trust me.
Delete it. Delete it off the phone.
Oh, I need to use Letterboxd. Nope, can't. I'm bricked out.
This bricked is a distraction. I just want to say, if you hate Eric Rahill, if you want him to suffer, he's going to know if you can get to him. That's what, I think that's almost a positive for people. Cause not a lot of, if you hate like Jack Black, there's a very little chance that your hate would not get to him. Right. So this is an opportunity for the haters to really be heard and seen. Like you're giving them, you're seeing that and every little piece of hate that comes your way. And I don't know. I don't feel like a lot of haters get validated like that. That validation.
That's true. It's true. And I would say haters, what's that Miranda sings? Haters, back off. Remember that?
Haters, beware. You're in for an intellectual scare.
No, I would just say that before you start hating on me, just imagine I'm a wooden box that has fragile all over it. Fragile. Contents are fragile. See what I'm saying?
The fragility of Eric Rahill.
For now.
I like that.
Fragility.
Literally, listen. The brick is amazing. What happened, Jack?
Hand cramp. Sorry.
You need water and potassium.
You're podcasting too hard right now, man. Lessen the grip.
Do you know, Nate, you should get the brick, bro.
I want it. What is it? It's a device, right?
It's a device. You can brick yourself.
An app and a device.
It's an app and a device. You can brick yourself. But the only way to unbrick your phone, other than probably deleting the app, which is a hassle, is tapping the brick. Okay. So if you leave the house, you're like, I don't want to use social media today, or you can choose whatever you don't want. Ding, tap the brick, leave your house. And then basically you just have the calculator and your text messages.
So you're telling me I can brick any app? Robinhood?
You need to get off that. Yeah.
Can I help you with...
Do you know what you're going to say?
Like, I knew what I was going to say, but I bailed. That was a really tough bail. I'm sorry. I was going to say, can I help you kill someone? But... I bailed on saying that.
It probably could by focusing your energy.
Right.
Because if you're a killer, but you're being distracted by Reddit or anything, it's time to focus up.
There's probably I bet you Reddit has saved a lot of lives. Because it feels like a lot of serial killers would be on Reddit a lot. And they're so distracted by all of their different subreddits. Like,
hell,
I don't know what they would be on, but
I feel like the natural conclusion of any male life is to figure out who you're going to kill and how. And so everything that we do is on that quest. Sorry.
To kill, really. You see humans, or like humans
a distraction.
That way?
No, I'm just being honest about the intentions of everybody, you know. It's kind of like, if you guys don't relate, then I was joking. That's how simple it is.
I'm thinking about what you're saying very deeply.
Do you think everyone in the world should get one free kill? And what would be the requirements for that kill? Like, what would be the justification? Yes.
I think here's the deal. Is it a mercy kill?
It could be.
If you have to mercy kill, if every person has to mercy kill one other person, this would very much change how we value life, I think.
Like, you're saying, like, somebody has, like, a knife through, like, a part of them. Mm-hmm. That, and they just need, they're like, just take me out sort of thing. Like, please.
Like, you know, in like, I think God of War, they have this scene, and in many father child, you know, depictions of those relationships in films or video games, there'll be like a deer that's shot in the leg and it's suffering. And the hunter dad goes,
oh, so this is an misery, animal. Son. Okay.
But I mean, if you made that human, it'd be even more impactful.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? That's,
yeah.
We need more lessons like that. We're in a lesson drought right now, I think.
Well, that should be like a, you know how in ancient tribal cultures, they have rituals that bring people from child to adulthood.
I've heard about these. Yeah, I've heard about them.
Bar mitzvah.
Right, exactly. That would be, I guess, like a more modern version of this. But what if during a bar mitzvah you had to basically, I feel like that would immediately take you to adult. If you were a child and you had to pull the plug on somebody that was begging for it, like they just wheeled in somebody who is like wanted to get to just please take me out, and they're begging for it, and you have to fucking put a, you know, you don't pull the plug, you probably have to like assassinate them violently, yeah, with like an arrow or something like that. But that would make you realize some things and kind of usher you into adulthood. Well, where you're like, damn, I guess this shit's real. I'm now face to face with death. I'm face to face with life at the same time.
I'll put, yeah, it,
I better
this way.
Think about my life. I better think about my future career at this moment.
I'll put it this way. Look at Arya Stark, Game of Thrones. She started as a spoiled child of a sort of a, you know, a duke essentially. Right? As a child. Then right. She has to go on her own path. And she's trained by the, remember the faceless, many faceless men or whatever? Where she becomes an assassin?
You know, I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but.
What?
I didn't watch. I read the book, so.
I smoked a cigarette during it one time.
Well, Arya really got her shit together after she killed many people. So,
what was that about? Oh, I see what you're saying. That yeah, actions it that
can be a good thing. Right.
Rapid action, rare candies, essentially. If you're a Pokemon scholar,
exactly. Violent. If you found someone talking shit on you badly, who would hurt the most? What would hurt the most? Stumble upon someone talking shit on you and it's your mom. Ouch. That's to be expected, I would say.
That's okay. I feel like, honestly, someone like Danny McBride or someone that you like just really hope they rock with you. If they're like
Jimmy Carr. Mentor.
Laughing at your fucking Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy Carrane, Jimmy Carr. Yeah. Pete yeah, Holmes. If I found Pete Holmes like sweating, laughing on a podcast about how fucking awful I am.
If Pete Holmes and Birbiglia were going in on us, yeah, I don't think I could recover from that. Two guys I've modeled my entire personality after, yeah.
And my diet and skincare.
And my diet and skincare and hair. What's the Pete Holmes shampoo? Crazy mammals or something?
What is this? This is real? Know.
Yeah, he rips like
he's got his own shampoo.
Some shampoo.
You know who needs a shampoo or hair product is Conan O'Brien. He should come out with like a mousse or something, you know.
Oh, he looks like Pepe Le Pew, doesn't he?
Okay, Pete Holmes rips a shampoo called Modern Mammals. Modern Mammals.
Wow. And let me guess, there's no artificial dyes in that fucking shit, is there?
Not that I can tell. I'm looking for it. Trust me, I'm looking for artificial shit and products always. I'm not seeing anything about it. Anyways.
No, you bring up a good point. That is, It would hurt to if somebody you respected,
right,
that would hurt the most. Somebody you trusted, that would dig deep.
And it's somebody who you've done nothing wrong to,
right? Some,
if it's somebody, a friend or a family member, it's like, well, I probably got on their nerves, whatever. But if it's just some random fool,
mm-hmm.
If it's a stranger, if a stranger comes up to you in a restaurant and is like, yo, I don't know you, but just based on your vibes, I've been laughing my ass off at how much I probably fucking hate you. That would wreck me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That would make me somersault over a stack of knives and just rip my own spine out. The somersault seppuku.
I think there is something to this positive gossip thing that was brought up. You see what I'm saying? We're so trained because what does gossip come from, right? Back in the old days, it used to be like, damn, I think that guy that's in our tribe that fucking smells like shit, I think he's coming for our women and he wants to be giving them the children. But really, we need that.
Survival. Mm-hmm. At one point, there was a need for this in our evolution. Is right. that what you're saying?
Yeah, like this guy, that guy's such a loser. Like the other tribe's going to kill us just because he's so annoying. They're going to start a war with us just because that guy's so fucking annoying. He's eating all the fish. Something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of like shit talking about people overeating fish and bread, getting their, you know, too much of their fill.
Right. Too much table wine.
How about that little bastard from 300 who was always walking around the cliffs talking mad shit?
Oh, where'd he get off?
That little hunchback?
Well, yeah, God cursed him, dude, with that.
I love that. That might be my all-time favorite character in the movie. What the hell is his name?
What's Xerxes. His name? The Flesh Oompa Loompa? I don't
Hunchback.
Know.
Hunchback.
Who's...
Yo, 300... Imagine this. You know when I saw 300? Imagine this. I was on the rugby team in high school.
Wow.
Yeah. I was the lock and the eight man. All right, if you're familiar. And my coach said... Get in your cars. We're all watching 300 together. And as a rugby team, we went.
Oh my God.
And saw the movie 300 together. And it was, I mean, I can't think of a more badass fucking experience to view that movie with your brothers on the battlefield of sport.
As a young male?
Was it at the coach's house?
No, it was in the theaters, bro.
Damn. Theaters.
My bad.
And we were just, and then he used the 300 like warrior like analogy in our practice. And he was like, you guys are like fucking Spartans on the battlefield. It was jacking us up. And it didn't help with like our performance because we were like the worst rugby team in Ohio, maybe the country. But it did inspire us. It did. It felt like we were going to do well. In
well,
the next
300
game.
Was the worst. They lost. They got smoked.
Did they lose? Like the they end up losing?
Spoiler no alert. Way. It's not a spoiler because it's history. But yeah, they get arrowed out. They get murked by archers.
It's
I don't remember that part. I just remember their bravery. Isn't that what's funny? That's such a lesson, right? We think about 300, right? We don't even remember the ending. We don't even remember what happened to their bodies. We didn't know that they were killed.
Bro, what?
But we remember their valiance. We remember their bravery that they faced in battle.
By the way, what's the Wordle today? I can't get it. Did you do it, Eric?
Just spoiled it. I smoked Nate the other day.
Oh my dude, that was so dude. Eric in the Starbucks, and the Starbucks that we referenced earlier in the episode. We went and got a coffee at Starbucks, and he said Wordle challenge. Let's go. And Eric fucking smoked me in the Wordle.
And the connections, bro.
And the connections.
Yeah.
I couldn't even stand a chance, dude.
It's okay,
but
man.
I'm on the Wordle. I mean, this will come out later, but I'm at the final.
Here, Wordle. Don't show me because I need to. I'm going to try it myself.
All right. Well,
and then I'll let you
know. I'm at the final word, not a place I like to be at. So usually I like to get it at the third or fourth row down.
You have to put in your Spartan mindset for that last wordle word, though. You see what I'm saying? Because right now it's either it's life or death, essentially, for your score. So,
Jesus. I don't know if I think I'm just going to give up. I know this one starts with a vowel. It has to. Because like the ones that start with vowels
difficult
are the trickiest ones to me personally.
Should we talk shit on someone for the last 8 minutes? Who can we talk shit on?
Matthew Lillard.
bro, he's too good. You know how good he is sucks, to the man. Fans? No, he's amazing to the fans.
He has to be. He has to be. Let's put it that way. Make up for his ratty fucking attitude.
All right,
let's get someone else.
Okay.
Raggy?
Damn. I'll say this. They don't make cartoon voices. This is what I'll talk shit on. They don't, you know, those old style cartoon voices hit different. This is my
they were take. Going for it.
You know what I mean? The new Adventure Time style voices and whatever other Rick and Morty, those voices don't hold a fucking candle to the Scooby-Doos of cartoons past.
You could hear the tongues flying all over the fucking sound booth. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, well, it's closed.
Right.
What happened to the fucking the
Daffy Ducks?
Succotash.
Right. Sylvester.
You know that was like one guy too. One crazy twisted voice actor genius from the fucking 1930s. He probably had to do 100,000 cartoons voices a day. He was just stuck in a booth. Disney Warner Brothers trapped him in a fucking cage with the fucking mic in there, and they gave him just like Salisbury steak like every fucking 8 hours
and whiskey and cigs.
Whiskey. Damn. Hella whiskey. And we're just like shaking it, rattling it every time he fucking all day long. He was just cranking out these goofy voices. He doesn't even know what his own voice is, I bet. He was losing his mind. Who am I?
He did blank. Hella of these characters. You want to hear some of the characters?
Okay.
God.
Bro, he did 400 distinct character voices.
Tell me they didn't lock that fucking bitch in a cage with that guy was not
threatening
living outside of a compound.
Come up with a new voice. Where the fuck is the list?
What list?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Damn. Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, Sylvester, Horton the Elephant, the Sneezing Elephant. Bro, Tweety, Tom and Jerry. Jesus Christ.
Did both of them? Was there voices up in that?
Nate, do the best Porky Pig right now. There's a gun in your mouth.
Fuck. Bro. In your mouth.
Kill me. Kill me. Take me out. Just kill me. I've had a good life. I don't want to go like this.
All right, dude. All right, Donald Duck. Man.
I'm trying to think. How does Donald Duck sound?
Yeah, Nate.
Wow, that's like
good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say this too? I have a theory about this. It's one of my many theorems. People, we used to take shots with voices like this, right? Because people were out in nature and hearing ducks make their own noises. So if you're a child and you're listening to Daffy Duck, Donald Duck, whatever, damn, that guy, man, that sounds like a duck from what I remember from walking around the pond. Nowadays, the voice actors have to just do a, if there's a duck, maybe he sounds like this, you know,
right?
They're doing fucking
big chest. Ducks have big shoulders. Let me do a duck.
Cause kids aren't even outside. You see what I'm saying? There's no connection to nature. AKA there's no,
and it's getting, nature's going away. I swear to God, I woke up this morning. It was probably 5 in the morning. A bunch of birds all going like this, calling to each other. And then I heard one bird that I swear to God, I thought it was like a washing machine going off. It was going like, I was like, is that a electronic equipment? I'm starting to worry that they are hearing, you know, car alarms and fucking radio waves, and it's infecting them, and they're starting to mimic it back eventually. The whole world's going to be one giant aluminum foil.
God, I think you're fucking machine. Right. I'm looking up something right now that's going to disturb you guys.
You walk up to a bird. Yeah.
Do you think that Mel Blanc was like sleeping in a den with coyotes to fucking study them?
It's very possible. It's very possible. Just put it that way.
Sound-based method acting.
To learn from... Well, what... Oh, because he... What was the scared coyote? What was his name?
Wiley Coyote?
He wasn't scared.
He was wily.
Well, he was being mentally tortured by that damn Roadrunner.
And the corporations. He was an Acme.
Damn, a corporation is hunting him down and making his life hell. Sounds familiar to me. And there's a bird that is running around all up in his business. Yeah, I can understand why he would go fucking postal with that. Trying to get that damn bird.
Up in the desert,
tortured these cartoons.
Or am I thinking of Tasmanian Devil?
Sexy as fuck Tasmanian Devil.
Oh.
Sexy as fuck. Roost, remember that big rooster? Yeah, I know he's swinging that thing around. Oops.
Didn't he have boots and pants?
Mm-hmm. Don't get me started on Babs Bunny from Space Babs Jam. Babs Bunny
was must have been made in a fucking laboratory. You know what I mean?
Sexy sexual laboratory?
Babs, I mean, for some, not for me.
The gateway bestiality?
I would definitely hit that shit. Are you kidding me?
And that, by the way, that's woke, because we're saying, ladies, let it ride. Let that hair go.
And do Babs sports. Bunny in Space Jam is, I think, what you're remembering.
That's, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Nah. That shit's not right. That shit's not right.
You know who bodied it, who went out there and made it happen? And I'm not saying this because I just compliment them all the time. Vin Diesel. Groot. Because somebody could have seen a baby tree and went in and went,
exactly.
Some fucking bullshit like
that's
that.
That's true.
Right.
You know he came in there, he said, no, I'm a little 1 centimeter tall wood, and I'm going to go do this. I am Groot.
Yeah. Well, but listen, Jack, I don't think you know the lore. Just before you embarrass yourself. In the first movie, he's got that deep I am Groot voice, okay? Because he's a big, fat, tall tree. But then he protects, what's his name? Chris Pratt and Bradley Cooper, the raccoon that's played by Bradley Cooper. And he protects them in a tree pod, kind of, and Groot is what we think destroyed. But then Groot is reborn as baby Groot, and he does have a smaller voice then.
Well, because he's made the evolution.
Right.
So, yeah, as long as it's a character-based evolution, it makes sense. Yeah. Good for him, by the way, for evolving.
Eric is a moderator in the Guardians of the Galaxy subreddit, by the way. So thank you for, keeping everybody in check, keeping the discussions.
I have to, dude.
On topic. And you're doing a service.
Mm-hmm. People are spreading a lot of misinformation out there about the fucking the Guardians.
Oh, here's what I wanted to say. That you know what would be the ultimate challenge for a voice actor like this would be the sort of Beauty and the Beast where there's a lot of inanimate objects that you have to embody. So what does a candelabra sound like? I mean, they don't have voices, but they inherently might have a little bit of a personality that you can tap into and create a voice out of that.
Interesting.
So I have a big shout out to anybody who's doing voice acting for the toaster. What's his name? The toaster.
The brave little toaster.
Brave little toaster. Big shout out to that. That must have been a Herculean voice acting challenge. What is a toaster?
No, I think that was just a child.
What does a brave toaster sound like? Does it turn into a child that turns into a toaster?
No, it's just a
toaster. I think it's just
I also need to say this. I was watching a fan edit of The Fox and the Hound. Okay? And The Fox and the Hound, when they're babies, at least, in this fan edit, they're playing the voices. And the kids that they used back in the fucking day for these characters, it's in the Aristocats, okay? The kids really – the children had a different sound to their voices back then. It was like more – like, gee willikers. Like, the kids don't sound like they used to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Children have been poisoned by modern devices, I think. And now kids sound like, full grown adults. It's not right.
Yeah, bring back the respectable child with the buttoned up, you know, top button buttoned up.
Yeah.
with the little, swirly hair up top. Mm-hmm. Drinking a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Coca-Cola. The 50s style child.
Yeah, we don't have them like that anymore. Children are being destroyed by technology, I think. They had it easy back then. Jack, you've been quiet about this children discussion.
That's just not how my community raises kids. I think we keep them very well hidden.
You're hiding children?
Hiding. What do you describe hiding as? Protecting? From whom? From danger? Do you hide your kids from fucking people trying to run them over? Is that still considered hiding, or is that just considered protection?
Right. Wow. Where's the line between hiding and protection? Interesting.
Fine line. Fine wine.
Fine crimes. Fine grimes.
Rap world.
Okay. Well, I think we pretty much covered talking shit, aka gossip. We'll do some more on it. I do want to touch on positive gossip at some point. I think that this is a lifestyle, essentially, that could change the world.
Yeah. Good sip. How about you call it that? Good sip.
What's that?
Well, it's gossip, but I add an extra O and I add an extra good D. Sip. Yeah, in order to communicate that.
I want to do a good sip about the listeners real quick. Hey, mm-hmm. I heard from a little birdie that y'all are awesome, that you guys are fucking killing it. That you're treating people well in your life. You're making strides in your mental health and your physical health.
Yep.
That's just what I heard about every single person that listens to this podcast. So keep it up.
You know, I heard about some of the listeners is that they've faced difficulties this year that would break an average man. But it actually strengthened them. And they got through it and they're all the better for it. That's what I heard about most of the listeners, actually. What'd you hear, Jack?
I heard that they like to hug, and I heard that they're not afraid to get a second opinion from doctors. And if it is surgery, then certainly it's not a big deal. I'll just go in and get it, whatever.
I heard that they're not afraid to advocate for themselves while they're at the doctor's office because a lot of these doctors aren't trusting what people are saying. Say like, no, this is what I think I have, and you're going to test me for it. And I've done this research, doctor. And if you don't do it, I'm calling malpractice on you. Mm-hmm. That's what I heard about some of the listeners.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's true. It's just gossip.
That's the rumor mill. Gossip. That's the nature of the rumor mill, right?
Between good sip and thank calls, eventually we're going to have a talk show.
Please.
Yeah. Please. Daytime, too.
Joy Talktics.
Mm.
First three hosts. I guess no, that would just be a daytime talk show. You could have many hosts there.
Joy Talktics. I like that.
Well, remember it because we'll be joking about it at the funeral of whoever goes first.
Whew. So the listeners, before we go on the joys, comment some positive gossip up all up on our channels as soon as you can.
Don't forget to like and subscribe in the comments below. Well, let's move on to what gave us joy.
It really helps out.
It really helps out. I'll start out with what gave me joy.
Okay.
I've been feeling like Yankee Doodle these days, and not just because it's July 4th, but maybe that is part of it. But it's mostly because of these little Yankee Doodle sideburns that I've been cooking on. That's been giving me joy, making me feel like somebody who likes to have fun.
I like the sideburns.
Thanks.
And they seem to be growing effortlessly.
Yep.
Damn, they look kind of good.
Do you think?
You got the face shape for it. Yeah, you do.
It's sculpting me with hair.
It is. Nate, anything?
You know what? I'm in a pre-production right now for a short film that we're shooting this week coming up. And that has been giving me a lot of joy. And also, I posted this on Instagram, but we need some extras for a bar scene. Okay, so if you're in LA on July 11th and you want to be in a crazy as fuck scene, DM my ass and we'll get you. It will be one of the most grueling experiences of your life, and I will hold you to the fire. And no, it'll be fun. But DM me if you're interested.
What? Yeah, that'll be sick. Can't wait for that. Friday, right?
Friday.
Oops.
So yeah. Nate's joy is a casting call. All right.
Right. I forgot. I wanted to throw that out there, but this that would be sick. This is the only time.
Patrons only, though. You have to make them sign up for the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Get their ass on camera.
Give them each one line, by the way, Nate. Mm-hmm. Sure. As you come into the bar, just 1% of time. Hello. You know.
Okay. My joy has been just various forms of media. I'm having some, it's really the last bits of my free time before I'm locked up again, working. So I'm soaking up. I beat Doom, The Dark Ages. That shit was popping. I'm almost done with The Fall of Hyperion, and Endymion and The Rise of Endymion are coming. The Hyperion Kantos books. Can't recommend these books enough. I'll just put it that way. And it deals with AI. That's all I'll say. Written in 1989. How interesting. What else? Watched Hard Eight and Thief in the last couple nights. Have you guys seen those?
Maybe one of them.
I've seen Michael Thief. Michael Mann did Thief.
Yeah.
Thief is incredible. Isn't that Green Mill blows up?
Huh? Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy. James Caan. Awesome. So thank God for me, different forms of media, just enriching my life in different ways. That's what gave me joy.
Incredible.
Okay, guys.
All right. Another one down. See you next time.
See ya.
Joy Tactics.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.